This is Classic Poetry Aloud, and today we have another request. This is for John Nixon, who noticed that the first ever Classic Poetry Aloud poem was Ozymandias by Percy Bysshe Shelley, and suggested a poem of the same name, Ozymandias, by Horace Smith. Horace Smith was a friend of Shelley's and helped subsidise him when things weren't going so well. And this is Horace Smith's take on the same legend. Ozymandias by Horace Smith. In Egypt's sandy silence, all alone stands a gigantic leg, which far off throws the only shadow that the desert knows. I am great Ozymandias, saith the stone, the king of kings. This mighty city shows the wonders of my hand. The city is gone, naught but the leg remaining to disclose the site of this forgotten Babylon. We wonder, and some hunter may express wonder like ours, when through the wilderness, where London stood, holding the wolf in chase, he meets some fragment huge, and stops to guess what powerful but unrecorded race once dwelt in that annihilated place. Thank you, John, for the request. And John has kindly also reviewed Classic Poetry Aloud on iTunes. If you have a request, please mail it to classicpoetryaloud@yahoo.co.uk. Thanks for listening.